Today is the first day back to school for elementary school students in the Boulder Valley and St. Vrain Valley school districts. Remaining students from those districts will start their school year either tomorrow or Friday. Classes in Poudre Valley School District began yesterday. The first day of Denver Public Schools, and for CU Boulder, is August 22nd. Colorado's Front Range has seen plenty of rain recently, leading to a lifting of at least a couple of fire bans. KGNU's Kiara Damari has more.
Western Boulder County's fire restrictions has been lifted as of Tuesday. The fire restrictions have been in place since June. The fire ban at the Arapahoe and Roosevelt National Forest has been lifted for the first time since May. Authorities say these national forests are no longer experiencing drought conditions after recent rains. Fire restrictions range from 1 to 5. The national parks are ranked as a level 1 fire restriction, which allows for campfires in supervised areas such as campgrounds. According to a press release, fuel moisture levels that are measured in both small vegetation, grasses, and shrubs, and in large vegetation like the standing and falling trees, are a big part of the scaling process. Colorado is expected to keep experiencing flash flood levels of rain. At the regional level, the scale is ranked at a 2, and at the national level is at a 3. For KGNU, I'm Kiara Damari.
The U.S. Department of Education will forgive nearly $4 billion in student loan debt from people who attended ITT technical institutes. More than 2,400 Coloradans will benefit from the loan forgiveness program. For more on this story, let's hear from KGNU's Luis Licon.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser led a bipartisan coalition with 24 other states to file a borrow defense application. Weiser said in a press release that when hardworking Coloradans sought to further their education, ITT convinced them to take out substantial loans by offering empty promises of future employment that would allegedly allow them to pay down their debt. The Department of Education found evidence that ITT Technical misrepresented the value of its education, saying that students who attended ITT would graduate with a high-paying job. ITT operated its for-profit school from 2005 to 2016. Borrowers struggling with student debt could file a complaint through the Attorney General's office with the Student Loan Ombudsperson. For KGNU, I am Luis Licon.
Last night, the primary election results for Wyoming came in. Incumbent Representative Liz Cheney lost the Republican nomination to challenger Harriet Hagman with around 40,000 votes compared to Hagman's 85,000. Harriet Hagman, who Trump officially endorsed, is an attorney who specializes in natural resources and water litigation. Because of her anti-conservation record, she's been deemed the Wicked Witch of the West, a name that, according to ABC News, she embraces. She previously ran, unsuccessfully, for governor in 2018. She said she decided to run this year because she believed Cheney betrayed Wyoming and the country. According to Politico, Trump showed up at her home in Wyoming last year to plan her campaign as a Cheney takedown. Trump endorsed at least 42 candidates in recent primary elections. Many of his endorsements are now running in upcoming general elections. Hagman will compete with Democratic opponent Lynette Grable in November's general election. Grable only received about 3,000 votes. Also in Wyoming last night, incumbent Republican Governor Mark Gordon won a race against Brent Bian. Gordon will go up against Democratic challenger Teresa Livingston in November. Next Monday, the City of Boulder will be hosting its last of three sessions in the summer webinar series, Climate Conversation. City staff members from the Climate Initiatives Department will lead the conversation on natural climate solutions, which is a focus of a Cool Boulder campaign. Cool Boulder is a government-led, community-wide effort to cool the city, foster biodiversity, and absorb carbon through natural climate solutions. It includes pollinator pathways, where diverse plants support cooling temperatures, and connected canopies, a program aimed at maintaining and improving the health of the existing tree canopy. More information about both Cool Boulder and the Climate Conversation series can be found at the city website. Today in Boulder, expect sunny and humid weather. We have a high of 83 degrees and a low of 58. Be prepared for clouds throughout the rest of the week and rain on Sunday. Outside the Boulder studio, it's 59 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Hannah Stewart.